It was just about Easter time, and a couple of years ago, my son Samuel came into my worship room, and he said to me, he said, "Daddy, I want to sing a song. I want to write a song about Jesus." And I said, "All right, Samuel, let's do it." So he said, "You sit over there. I'm gonna sit on the couch." And he had his little guitar, and he had me get my guitar. I had a pen and a paper out. I said, "What do you want to say to Jesus?" And he said, "I want to say, hey, Jesus." So I just wrote down, "Hey, Jesus." And then I said, "Well, what are you going to say after, hey, Jesus, Samuel?" And he said, "Are you still on the cross, or are you feeling better? And if you're feeling better, will you come down and play with me?" So I said, "Whew." I said, "Well, how about we try, and I said, "Won't you come down, 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 down to the ground?" He had the guitar halfway over his head, I remember, laying on the couch at that time, with his thumb in his mouth.
And he took his thumb around about halfway, and he said, "Yeah, Daddy, I like that."
And he looked at me and he said, "To the next to me place." I said, "Wow, yeah. To the next to me place, with a smile on my face and a song in my ears." And then he said this, he goes, "Yeah, Daddy. And around and around and around and around and around we go. Around and around and around and around and around we go." Yeah, so we wrote this song together. Hey, Jesus, you still on the cross, or are you feeling better? Hey, Jesus, you come play with me. I'm ready and willing. Won't you come down, 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 down to the ground, yeah. To the next to me place, with a smile on my face and a song in my ear. And around and around and around and around and around we go. Around and around and around and around and around we go. Let's sing that again. Around and around and around and around, around we go. Around and around and around and around, around we go. Listen to this. Hey, Jesus, when I wave at you, do you wave back too? Hey, Jesus, when I'm feeling sad, do you feel sad too? Won't you come down, 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 down to the ground, to the next to me place, smile on my face and a song in my ear. We'll be right back. forget this. He looked up at the tallest part of my bookcase up on the top. He stood up on my couch, and he pointed at the top of my bookshelf where I have all my theology books. And he said, "Hey, Daddy, if we throw toys at those books, do you think they'll come alive?" And I heard him, but I wanted him to say it again. I said, "What'd you say, Samuel?" He said, "Daddy, do you think if we throw those books, do you think they'll fly?" And then he said, "Daddy, throw me up into the sky and I'll touch the moon." And I said, "Oh, yeah." God all of a sudden started teaching me what he was wanting to teach me through Samuel that day. He started teaching me about revelation. And then you'll come down, down, down. Down to the ground, to the next to me place, which now is in the arms of Jesus, with a smile on your face and a song in your ear. Take us way beyond religion, way beyond the minds of men, way beyond our thinking. Help us receive, help us receive your love. Help us receive, help us receive your joy. Help us receive, help me receive your peace.
When the child was a child, it walked with its arms swinging, wanted the brook to be a river, the river to be a torrent, and this puddle to be the sea. When the child was a child, it didn't know that it was a child. Everything was soulful, and all souls were one. When the child was a child, it had no opinion about anything, had no habits, it often sat cross-legged, took off running, had a cowlick in its hair, and made no faces when photographed. When the child was a child, it was the time for these questions. Why am I me, and why not you? Why am I here, and why not there? When did time begin, and where does space end? Is life under the sun not just a dream? Is what I see, and hear, and smell, not just an illusion of a world before the world? Given the facts of evil and people, does evil really exist? How can it be that I, who I am, didn't exist before I came to be, and that someday I, who I am, will no longer be who I am? When the child was a child, it choked on spinach, on peas, on rice pudding, and on steamed cauliflower, and eats all of those now, and not just because it has to. When the child was a child, it awoke once in a strange bed. and now does so again and again. Many people, then, seemed beautiful. And now only a few do, by sheer luck. It had visualized a clear image of paradise, and now can at most guess, could not conceive of nothingness, and shudders today at the thought. When the child was a child, it played with enthusiasm, and now it has just as much excitement as then, but only when it concerns its work. When the child was a child, it was enough for it to eat an apple, bread, and so it is even now. When the child was a child, berries filled its hand as only berries do, and do even now. Fresh walnuts made its tongue raw, and do even now. It had on every mountain top the longing for a higher mountain yet, and in every city the longing for an even greater city, and that is still so. It reached for cherries in topmost branches of trees with an elation it still has today, had a shyness in front of strangers, and has that even now. It awaited the first snow, and waits that way, even now. When the child was a child, it threw a stick like a lance against a tree, and it quivers there still today.